Love for the Ansar is Iman, and hatred for them is hypocrisy. That is the declaration of the trustworthy, the truthful, the honest, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ansar were strong adherents of Islam. Their hearts, in fact, their very existence were overwhelmed with love for Allah and His Nabi. And today I present to you highlights from the life of one young Ansari, through whom you will realize the extent of the love that the Ansar had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one that I'd like to focus on today is none other than Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu was 10 years old the first time his gaze fell on the blessed face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Both his parents, Sayyidina Malik ibn Sinan and Sayyida Unaysa binti Abil Haritha, embraced Islam. He embraced Islam in the early stages of Madinatul Munawwarah. He had the great fortune of pledging allegiance at the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and learning directly from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the third year after Hijrah, the Battle of Uhud takes place, and his father Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu took him by the hand and presented him to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, O Nabi Allah, he has strong bones. And he was requesting that Sayyidina Abu Sa'id be accepted to participate in the epic battle. The boy was a vibrant, energetic, bubbly, enthusiastic boy, ready to defend Islam. A young boy of 13 years old. This already shows the deep love he has for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam and his strong zeal to defend Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nonetheless, after much consideration, he was turned down due to his tender age. And remarkable enough is that this youngster, who was keen to fight in the battle, packed away his boiling enthusiasm at the mere instruction of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is evidence of the overwhelming love and obedience. When you surrender your desires for the desires of your beloved. And after the battle ended, he, along with the youngsters of his tribe, rushed to the entrance of Medina, eager to learn of the well-being of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they searched for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as this was their only concern, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu knew very well that his father, brother, and many other members of his tribe were present at the battle. But his overwhelming concern was that of the welfare of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And no sooner did he see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his heart was put at ease. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at him and said, Sa'd ibn Malik. He said, yes, may my parents be sacrificed. Nabi Sallam consoled him. May Allah reward you in respect of your father. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu was unaware of the martyrdom of his father. Nabi Sallam informed him and comforted him in one sentence. But as one of the Ansari women said, I can manage any loss after seeing Nabi Sallam safe and sound. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id was only 13 years old when he had to now take care of his family, for his father had been martyred and experienced the hardships of poverty. And this is the share of those who have extreme love for the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam affirmed, there is no servant who loves Allah and His Messenger except that poverty comes faster to them than flood water flowing in its direction. Whoever loves Allah and His Messenger should prefer bags of patience. And he relates an incident of his poverty and extreme hunger that forced him to tie a rock on his stomach. His wife begged him to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and ask for help. However, tried to find something to eat, but returned empty-handed. And finally, he resorted to the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as he sat in the masjid, he heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying in the sermon, whoever seeks independence, Allah will grant him independence. And the obedience of this sublime individual is remarkable. Obedience fueled by intense love. He continued saying, and listen carefully to these words, I never asked anyone thereafter, obedience par excellence. Now look at the fruit of this incredible obedience. He himself admits, Allah continued blessing us to the extent that I was not aware of a household of the Ansar wealthier than us. So we need to admire the qualities of patience, courage and independence that he had. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu participated in all the major battles after Uhud alongside Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which are 12 in number. He had the great fortune of being present at Hudaybiyah, Bayt al-Ridwan, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised that none of those who gave the pledge, Bayt or Ridwan under the tree, shall enter the fire. And after the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi participated in the battle of Nahrawan against the Kharijites on the side of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He honored his ba'ah and his strict adherence to the command of Allah and the instruction of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is really, really notable indeed. He had pledged the allegiance to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the criticism of the critic will not affect him in the deen of Allah. And he remained firm on his pledge. And owing to this, he was not afraid to correct the governor of his time when they erred. And he reports that fear of Allah should not stop anyone from speaking the truth when he sees or he knows it. Marwan bin Hakam, the governor of Medina, initiated the practice of delivering the khutbah after the salah on the day of Eid. The man stood up and said, prayer should precede khutbah. Marwan said, this practice has been done away with. And upon this, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri remarked, this man has performed his duty laid on him. I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, whoever of you sees something wrong should change it with his hand. And if he cannot do so, then he should change it with his tongue. And if he cannot, then he should engage it. He should change it with his heart. And this is the weakest level of faith. And once in a janazah, Marwan sat in the graveyard. And Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu took him by the hand and made him stand, explaining to him that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed that one should stand and wait for the janazah to pass. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was also present and verified this narration. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu's exceptional quality was his quest for knowledge. He learnt the noble Quran in his youth directly from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He'd also sit with the poor muhajireen, the men of Suffa, and learn the Quran with them in the masjid. And once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to them while they were listening to the Qari reciting the Quran, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made them aware of their lofty status in the sight of Allah by informing them that Allah, the Almighty, had commanded him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to sit in their blessed company. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then sounded glad tidings in their favor. Rejoice, O group of poverty-stricken muhajireen, of perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. You will enter before the affluent by half a day, which is 500 years. So Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu is included in these splendid virtues. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu remained in the close company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam his entire life in Medina. And this allowed him to narrate a number of ahadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He never missed a campaign alongside Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Uhud. And when venturing out of Medina for jihad, in the absence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, arrangements were made that a few men would learn hadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the interim. And when he returned from his journey, he would study those hadith from these men. He could not miss a single hadith that flowed from the blessed tongue and lips of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he continued to live in Medina. And during his stay there, he benefited from the senior and junior Sahaba that were residing there. He narrates a hadith from Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit, Sayyidina Abu Qatada, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam, Sayyidina Usayd ibn Huzair, Sayyidina ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashiri, Sayyidina Muawiyah, and Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu was a social man. He remained with the people, fighting alongside them, teaching them, narrating a hadith to them, passing verdicts, helping them to reform. And this made it easy for students to benefit from him. His students, one of his students, Al-Abdi, says that we would go to Abu Sa'id and would say, welcome to the bequest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Certainly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, people will follow you. Men will come to you from the corners of the land, seeking understanding of deen. They come to you, deal gently with them. And a handful of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, like Ibn Umar, Jabir, Anas ibn Abbas, Zayd ibn Thabit, Ibn Labid, the wife and his wife Zainab binti Ka'b bin Ibn Ujra, narrates from Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu. Senior Tabi'een had sat at his feet and drank from his spring of knowledge. And through his students, his knowledge is protected and disseminated. The students are the good effects of the scholars, indicating to their teachers superiority and knowledge. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu was a master in all the major sciences of Islamic knowledge and imparted knowledge of the Quran, Hadith, and Fiqh. With regards to Quran, his style was to teach 5 verses in the morning, 5 in the evening. And the reason for this, as explained by him, was that Jabir radiallahu anhu would generally bring 5 verses at a time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is the perfect and the best way to teach and learn the Quran gradually. And with regards to hadith, he transmits 1,170 ahadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and is the seventh most prolific narrator of hadith amongst the Sahaba. His narrations cover important aspects like tawheed, aqaid, fiqh on various worships, muamalat, business dealings, nikah, war, etc. And as regards to fiqh, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu was a faqih and a mufti. He would teach fiqh and continue issuing fatawa from the demise of Sayyidina Uthman till his own demise. And he was one of the pillars of fatawa along with Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Abu Huraira, Jabir ibn Abdullah. Imam Uzayr rahimahullah said that the Sahaba who transmitted the hadith to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were the lanterns of guidance in the containers of knowledge. They were present at the revelation of the Quran and they learnt the explanation from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id had a difficult time towards the latter part of his life. He witnessed the dark days of Harra and was maltreated and assaulted during these days. He persevered and continued to reside in Medina despite the hardship. He himself narrates the hadith wherein Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam affirms that whichever Muslim endures hardship of Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be an intercessor or a witness on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. He passed away in Madinatul Munawwara in 74 after Hijrah, the advanced age of 84. So this is the life and times of Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When we look at a beautiful incident in his life, he along with some Sahaba were out in Jihad when they came across one of the Arab tribes and they requested the tribe to feed them, but the tribe flatly refused. Not long after, the chief of the tribe was bitten by a snake or stung by a scorpion. And the physician and the medical expert tried to treat him, but was to no avail. And hopeless, the people of the tribe approached the Sahaba and asked him if they had any medication or incantations, ruqya. And the Sahaba said, "You did not show us hospitality, therefore we will only treat your chief if you pay us." And the tribe agreed to give them a flock of sheep. And the youngster Abu Sa'id went forward and began reciting Surah Fatiha. He says that he would recite, gather his saliva and spit on the wound. He continued doing so until the chief was cured. They returned with a flock of sheep and resorted to the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask its permissibility. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled and said, "How did you know that Surah Fatiha was a ruqya? Take the flock and assign a share for me." And astonishingly, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu was only in his teens at that time, yet he had such profound knowledge of the Quran. And when one practices on the knowledge that Allah has granted, Allah grants knowledge from his side. So this is a brief biography of one of the great transmitters of hadith from the galaxy of the Sahaba. Preserve the sublime words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the Ummah. May Allah preserve him and may his love permeate the hearts of the believers.